What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today, and welcome to episode number 51 of the Car 5 Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, sad day in the automotive world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about how the brand Smart will no longer be available in the North American markets. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So like I said, ladies and gentlemen, the headline says it all, and like I just said, sad day. Sad day for the automotive world. We are losing the brand Smart in North America. To give you guys a quick brief history about Smart before we get in as to why it's leaving us in North America. The brand actually started out in 2008 by Daimler and Mercedes-Benz. For those that don't know, Daimler is technically the parent company of Mercedes-Benz. They're the same thing. Just think of them the same thing. They debuted in 2008 to capture additional market share for the brand. The Smart car is actually a very great vehicle. Starting off their very first year, they sold 25,000 cars. Not bad for a brand that's new and very heavily different. It's extremely small. It's compact, very fuel efficient. You can literally park it absolutely anywhere, which is great if you lived in a very heavily congested city such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, etc., so forth. Of course, if you live elsewhere throughout the world, Europe and Asia, and you have very high-dense populated cities as well, Hong Kong, Beijing, Tokyo, London, etc., you would understand how great the Smart car actually is in terms of parking. So that's why Smart debuted in 2008, captured additional market share, great for heavily condensed cities, and they started their first year, like I said, selling 25,000 cars, which is actually not bad at all. But bringing this to present day, why is the brand actually going away? It's because it's just not selling like it used to. There's a couple reasons. One, the cost of importing has gone up, while the opposite, sales have gone down. For 2018, Daimler reported actually only 1,276 new car sales for the Smart brand, which, guys, for anybody that's into business out there, it's not good. It's not good. In fact, Mercedes-Benz and Daimler actually started this process of getting rid of the Smart brand from North America back in 2017 when they completely cut out the gas version. They went just to electric only. So here's the good news and the light in all of this. Now is your chance till the end of 2019. That's how long the brand's going to go for North America. Till the end of 2019 is your opportunity to purchase a piece of automotive history for North America. So go out there, go to your nearest Smart dealer, which would be Mercedes-Benz, and grab yourself an electric Smart. You need it. You're getting my blessing to do so. For anybody that is a current Smart owner out there and isn't looking to purchase a new one, and you're worried about servicing your vehicle or obtaining parts, don't sweat it. Of course, Mercedes-Benz dealerships that are considered Smart retailers and do have the license for it, you can still service them there and you can still get parts. So you're still going to be able to take care of your current car if you have a Smart. And again, if you're interested in purchasing one, you can get one now because it's starting just under $25,000. So not that bad of a deal. And to conclude this video, fun fact, yes, I did used to own a Smart at one point. Honestly, not gonna lie, I liked it. It was pretty cool. The reason I purchased one, I lived really close to where I work. I just wanted something cheap, inexpensive, good on fuel, just to go back and forth. Where I worked, it was literally 2 miles away from where I lived, 2-3 miles away. So the opportunity came for me to get one. I bought a super cheap, like $6,000, and it was great, but I sold it for something else much better, onto bigger, better things. But I can tell you how good the car actually was because I did own it. So don't laugh at me. I know you're laughing at me. It was a great car and you should own one too, so you can see how awesome it actually is. But ladies and gentlemen, to conclude this episode finally, sad day for North America. We're losing the Smart brand. But that concludes episode number 51. Don't forget to follow on Instagram and like on Facebook. If you're new to the YouTube channel, feel free to browse, check it out. And if you like it, hit that subscribe button. And if you're watching now, if you don't mind, hit that like on this video. Definitely helps out. Anything you guys ever need from me, info@car5podcast.com. Shoot me an email. And don't forget to tune in June 24th for episode number 52. We're going to be talking about how Porsche created a modern concept of the absolutely legendary Porsche 917 race car. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.